As we continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row, my first guest, as a matter of fact, has had a big, and I mean big, couple of years. He, of course, portrayed Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, and as a matter of fact, also now portrays James Brown in the movie Get On Up, in theaters now. He's Chadwick Boseman, and he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chadwick, welcome to the program.
Oh, man, it's good to be here, man.
Absolutely, man. I had a chance to see the movie on Tuesday, and I really believed that you were James Brown in that movie. Have you had, I'm sure you've had a chance to see it. What did you think about the overall movie as you've been able to see it?
Well, I think what we were trying to do with the movie is that, you know, his life was so big that it's impossible to put everything in the movie. Like, it's so much. You know, I would have loved to have covered him and Zaire and the Ali fight and Fela, and love to have covered him on the Mike Douglas show and him debating, you know, Vietnam and debating, you know, racial equality and all that stuff. It would have been great to have everything in it. But it's so much in this movie, you have to have this nonlinear format. I love that format. I love that, you know, James Brown is, you know, telling his own story to a certain degree, that he has the direct address into the camera. And, you know, I love that it's a format that keeps the audience on its toes, because it actually is the exact way that he would, you know, format his concerts. You know, he would begin with song one, go to song two, go to song three, jump to what would have been song seven in the playlist for his band, go back to song two, you know, go to song five, jump back to song one. You know, that's how he, and so that's what you see in this movie. You see James Brown sort of telling the story the way he would want to tell it.
No question about it. Of course, as I mentioned, you portrayed Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. I mean, that's big time. You're portraying two big time iconic persons in world history, quite frankly. How much did preparing and actually being Jackie Robinson in the movie 42 help to prepare you for this role and Get On Up in being James Brown?
The discipline, you know. Jackie Robinson himself had a lot of discipline, and I think, you know, the principles that he used, you know, I'm sort of using as my training ground. And I think, you know, I had to get up in the morning and lace them up the same way, the same exact way. Like, I was lacing up cleats to go to baseball practice. In this case, I was lacing up leather shoes to go dance. And so, you know, you see the same, you know, research process of reading and talking to people. It's the same process. I think you have to do that if you're doing a biopic. You have to study the person, and you have to, you know, study the history as well as the role.
That's the voice of Chadwick Boseman, who portrays James Brown in the movie Get On Up, in theaters now, as he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chadwick, can you describe the process of actually studying to portray James Brown? You hit it on the head. I mean, it's just so much that, you know, could have been covered, but that wasn't. But I mean, what was that process like?
Of studying him?
Yes, and being able to portray him.
Yeah, I think it's at first what you do is just break it down into parts. You know, his dancing, his songs, his singing. And then there's, you know, his body, his voice. All of it was broken down and then pieced together. So, you know, I was on a day to day basis. It was a James Brown regiment. It was get up in the morning, dance for 5 hours, find time to eat, sit somewhere and read. You know, come home, watch footage, get inspired, dance some more, or sing, or talk, whatever it is. You know, it was a constant process of just taking him in. And, you know, whatever inspires you, that's what you kind of run with on a day-to-day basis as you cover that material. That's pretty much what I did.
Absolutely. And then lastly, the dancing parts were fabulous. You did a phenomenal job. Lastly, so many persons in the entertainment industry, big time people, have come out of Howard University. You are, in fact, a graduate. What do you remember most about your days at Howard?
My times at Howard is like one of those experiences where, you know, it's a bubble. You know, it's a special moment. Like, I had some great teachers. Felicia Rashad was one of my teachers while I was there, who was also a great person, who was like a great actor that's come out of Howard. And you know, I just remember being nurtured, to, you know, respect black writers, black directors, black actors, black playwrights, as you know, to differentiate between screenwriters and playwrights, as well as the classics. So you got the full scope of what you should experience, and I think that's unique to Howard. That you know, a lot of times you'll learn Shakespeare, Pinter, Beckett. You'll learn, you know, Aeschylus, Sophocles, and all those writers when you're studying as an actor, but you don't learn your own writers, you know, your August Wilsons, your Richard Wesleys, your Ed Bullins, and all those people that come from your lineage. And so I just love the fact that they respected the full scope of it.
Get On Up is in theaters now. Chadwick Boseman portrays James Brown in the movie as he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chadwick, great job. I appreciate the time. Continued success in all you do.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, too.